History of the Whale Shark Rhinodon, the Journals of B.A. Bean.
In the month of April, 1828, the whale shark Rhinodon was captured by fishermen at Table Bay, off the Cape of Good Hope. "This most interesting of living animals," he says, "being remarkable for its unusual structure and for the huge size it attains, lives on tiny creatures on the surface of the sea. Rhinodon grows to 60 feet and is exceeded in size by no living animal. The color of back and sides a greenish-gray, with white spots the size of a sixpence to halfpenny. Belly reddish to white to vermilion. The skin was purchased for £16 sterling and forwarded to Paris. Mr. Oseko tells me it has shrunk much. While fishing for the big shark, we hit a dead calm in the Tobago Island chain one day in February 1883. We spotted two great sharks and sent out two boats of natives and two from the Vettor Pisani. Wounded in the belly, the larger of the two animals began to describe a very narrow curve. The animals became excited by the people in the boats and suddenly pulled off with moderate velocity. Finally, the boats assembled in a line and began the haul. It was a strange emotion to feel ourselves in such small boats towed by monster. Even with nine boats, we could not haul Rhinodon aboard the Vettor Pisani. We were able to go aboard a sand beach and get the great animal stranded. This is by night of the second day. In cutting ribs to muscle to stomach, we found three chamferings or flutings distinguished by inflected interstices. Tipped to pinna caudalis, the animal measured 8 meters 9. The most aged of the villagers had seen one smaller once before.
Beans promote dreaming. To dream of beans is a good omen. To dream of beans bodes ill. To dream of beans is a sign to take care of children. To dream of beans foretells an invitation to dine out. God have your soul, beans and all. Eating beans giveth troublesome dreams.